We are continuing reading from the Sefer Kitvun LeDorot. We are now on page Nun Vav, and we're discussing over here what's called the Sefer Mevor Sharim, which we ended up by saying that that's the Medura Chamishi, the fifth and final Medura that the Rav Chaim Vital wrote, which he named Mevor Sharim, and which we're going to see in a minute, which is really called Batra de Batra. Says the author, but often Shlefi ze Yoshes Sefer Mevor Sharim hu Mevatra de Batra, the last of the last. Mikol Kitvei Rav Chaim Vital Zal. V'tzar davar ze adayin chipus v'biro kidei lahasik maskana muchlet mibuseses al rayot v'od chazon avoyen. V'sefer Mevor Sharim kitvei yad rosho b'rosho nimsa ktav yad Ashkenazi. Now in the Sefer Mevor Sharim, in the handwritten version, he says as follows: Amar Moshe Vital Hakotev. הספר הזה מצאתי מיידי כתיבת זקני הרב הגדול רב חיים ויטל זצ"ל, מכתיבת שהיה מחילת עפר, והוצאתי הוא בחברון תיבון ותיקונים במהרה בימינו, ולא נמצא התחלתו וסופו, וגם באמצע חסר כמה עלים, וזה מה שמצאתי עד כאן לשונו. הנה זה מובן שלא נמצא ספר מבואר שערים עם שעה כתפי אמור בטרה על ידי הרב אברהם אזולאי צצן. So where does the Sefer come from? Says the author, it came from Rav Moshe Vital. Who's Rav Moshe Vital? We know that Rav Moshe Vital was the brother of Chaim Vital. Now he also found the Sefer in the Geniza. Remember we spoke about it at length, Avram Azulai and Rav Yaakov Tzemach, how they dealt with the what's called Medura Batra. They found from the Geniza that they found in Yerushalayim. It's fat. Here we find that Moshe Vital himself found also in Geniza buried, and he says full of afar, and the pages missing. So it's not something that Rav Chaim Vital gave over willingly, but rather he hid as well, and it was found min shemayim. וכן מוכח לאל מה שכותב הרב יעקב צמח לזצל, שסיד הכתב על הגניזה שבו הוא ליודע על ידי הרב אזולאי, חמישה ספרים ולא מנה בספר מבוא השערים. And that's mucha because we know that Rav Yaakov Tzemach only had with him in his possession five ספרים, not including the מבוא השערים. ועוד, כי המוצא היה נכד רב חיים ויטל זל, רב משה ויטל. Oh, so I'm sorry, I made a mistake over here. So this wasn't of Moshe Vital, the brother of Chaim Vital, which we know is called also Moshe Vital, but rather the grandson of Rav Moshe Vital, Rav Chaim Vital. והשנימצא בגניזה בחברון, which was found in Gniza in Hebron. So actually it wasn't found in Yerushalayim at all. It wasn't found in Tzfat, but rather in Hebron. ונראה שהגיע ספר ליד הרב יעקב צמח במואחר. And rather, we do know it did come and finally into the hands of Yaakov Tzemach, but much later on. כתב ידו של רב משה ויטל ז"ל, שהעתיקו כתב יד רב חיים ויטל. And the נכד, the grandson of Rav Chaim Vital, actually rewrote it in his own writing. Va'olcho le'acher edut b'Yaakov, and he was published, and it was published after we know the famous sefer of Edut b'Yaakov of Yaakov Tzemach. Shezei ya be'er shnat tavav, who's in the year of tavav, or efshe she'agi liyodo be'et she'asag be'arichat sha kitva murdo batra ele shelo nitfane laso be'arichato ad asof. V'zeh yitzashev ma shematzino b'shatik diav rav Yaakov Tzemach chelek drushe agilgulim v'yichudim sefer mevor sharim sefer kilat Yaakov. And now this would explain why rav Yaakov Tzemach includes parts of the Sefer Gilgulim, Yehudim, from which is found in the Sefer Mevor Sharim, mashma from here that he had access to it, even at the time that he was still in the middle of formulating his Sefer Kilat Yaakov. ואיב ששמית נזה לא ככל הערב ללא לא כולל רמי הפפירש זז בספר מובן שם בספר דרץ חיים שאורכו בין, בין השנים תו וו ותו יוד כמו שכתבתי לפנינו, כמו שהכתב לפנינו, שיצא מארץ ישראל טרם אורחו רבו רב יעקב צמח, and I can explain why Rav Meir Papir Shesefer Derech Etz Chaim, which was probably between Tav Vav and Tav Yud, what did not include any of this section because he hadn't seen it yet. וגם רואה בלשון הנעל שמעיקר כך נמצא ספר חסר בראשו וסופו ואמצעו. ספר מובן שם מתחילתו אורחו רב יעקב צמח קראו ספר תולדות אדם. Now the first publication of Mavor Shalom was actually called Toldot Adam. Toldot Adam again was published by, was written by Rav Chaim Vital. We know that, and it was published by Rav Yaakov Tzemach. Gam Maran Shapira, which is Rav Natan Shapira, Natan Shapira, the Ta'och of Koro Et Chaim. He also put it together, and he called it Et Chaim. By the way, Rav Natan Shapira, as we spoke about last time in our shulim about the Rabbonim, we know that he's the, we find his agot on the back of Otz Chaim, together with the Ganash of Moshe Zakuta. V'kach mikanehu Rameo Papirish the Sefer all the war. So you can see from here there's multiple names as it was given to hand to hand. Each one of the great Rabbonim Mikubalim would take it and publish it and actually give it a different name. So when Rav Meir Papirish got a hold of it, he called it Or Zeruah. Ulam Amer Moshe Zakuta Zal Koru Sefer Mavor Sha'arim. Moshe Zakuta, as we just mentioned a minute ago, called it Mavor Sha'arim. Va'ayin Igrot Amer Zakuta, that he lists this, he writes the reason for that. Ube'are Ma'arav, and the city of the Ma'arav, Nikra Otot Chaim. V'hu Shiluv Shesef Otot Chaim B'mi'uto Im Mavor Sha'arim B'rubo Meshulav B'miyachad V'nifas B'luvelno Shana Tav Resh Tav Resh Tet. And you see in the Be'are Ma'arav that they would call the Sefer Mavor Sha'arim Otot Chaim, interesting enough. Now, what does that mean? That means that it had a little bit of Otot Chaim, and most of that Sefer of Otot Chaim would be included with Mavor Sha'arim. So you can see clearly the bilbul, the confusion over here of this Sefer that we find is given various names, included in other Sfarim, and so on and so forth. Now, Sefer Toldot Adam, שבאחיכתו של רב יעקב צמח, כתוב כתב יד זה לשלום. אלה קצת השערים באו לידי בלתי הקדמה. Some of these came to me without any introduction whatsoever. ולא נזכר שם ספר. And there was no name to the book. לכן קראתי לו תולדות אדם. That's why I called it תולדות אדם. כי נראה לי שהוא השם היותר מיוחד בפרטי לו. Seems to be fitting to what I've seen. ואחר כך בא לידי דף אחד קטן, וכתוב בה מפתחות מבוא השערים. Then I received one page, and there it says the name of the Sefer called מבוא השערים. כאשר איני קורא רואה, לכן כתבתי פה, and therefore I put it over here. ועין באורה בספר אור צח, נתפס שם כולו. ועניין הוא ממפתח להקדמה כללית שכתב הרב חיים ויטל זל, ספר לספר מבוא השערים. So that really, that paper that he received was actually the מפתח for מבוא השערים. ולא זכינו אל ההקדמה עצמה, רק למפתח ההקדמה. But the true introduction, that unfortunately was lost, we don't have that, all we have is the מפתח to the הקדמה. Now, וכמה מקומות בספר מבוא השערים ציין למה שכתוב בהקדמת מבוא השערים. And many places in the מבוא השערים refer back, he says, I am referring you back to what I wrote in the הקדמה, in the introduction. But בעוונות רבים we went זוכר to see that. ועל שם הקדמות קראו על משה זקוטה זז ספר מבוא השערים. That's why according to that, that's why משה זקוטה called it ספר מבוא השערים. Okay, interesting history about מבוא השערים, incredible. Where we see the השתלשלות of all these things. Okay, so I think what we're going to do now, we're going to stop it for now before we start the next piece. Hashem, we'll continue next time.